Today is Friday, the 7th of February, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing Le Dieu de Vérité. The God of Truth, begotten by the Father, came down from heaven. As I listen, I place myself now before the God of Truth, the God with whom I can be completely open and honest, the God with whom there is no pretension, the God who knows me better than I know myself. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him, and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers, and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests, and the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
Herod, in today's reading, is shown wavering between his regard for the prophet's teaching and his desire to please his wife and guests. In the choice he makes, he goes against what he knows to be right with terrible consequences. Have you ever been in a situation where you have felt the pressure to please someone else rather than to do what you know is the right course of action? Do you have any choices to make today or in the near future for which you need God's strength and guidance? As you listen again to the first part of the reading, notice the pulls, the feelings Herod experiences, and those to which he pays attention.
Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him.
Now you may like to ask the Lord for the guidance of the Holy Spirit today, especially in any decisions you need to make or any words you have to speak. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.